Where we listen it? Who listen to am I? I call a friend. No, don't know each other that well, but Holly Flanagan. But we know who's who, what's what, and he's cool. I'm cool about it. He's cool about it. Chromatics. This is 1986. It's all not this. Out of all the albums, I think a direct message. Well, I commented, told him, yeah, it's which album like or something. Second, no, I still like your first. Still like the Chromatics first album. It was the beginning. You know? Anyway, welcome to Studio 2 Rocks Live. Why is my microphone so low? Am I peaking? I'm peaking. Huh. Weird. Oh, so yesterday morning, went out to look at my some of my plants, and one of them is a type of pumpkin. I forget what they're called. Small ones, not the regular, the big ones, like green, smaller. Growing that plant, and the flower is supposed to turn into one of those things. So I saw the flower open. The first thing I saw, I was like, holy cow, what is that thing? It's a green, something green. Like, wow. Went to get my camera, took a picture. Unfortunately, I got a little too close and it knocked the flower a little bit, and the bee flew away. So I'm like, wow, this is cool. I'm sure I've seen it, but I just don't remember. Never photographed one. So I took a picture. Then I pulled on the macro lens, took a picture of that. Pretty neat. So it turns out, I guess, around this region, South or East, South America on the East. Well, actually, South America. Like a pollen bee, it's sometimes replaced by these metallic green bees. They do the same job. So, like, nice. Hopefully, we get some fruit. Maybe. I don't know. I have to say, I put some chive in somewhere and it didn't work. I don't know what's going on with chives. Usually they work. Maybe I need a different kind of dirt. I don't know. Anyway, as far as I go with planting. All right. So this morning I had a cup of coffee ready. I just didn't feel like I needed. So I'm having that Synergy that killed my monitor. The Synergy bottle that I thought it was just water. It wasn't carbonated, but it was carbonated. So the water seeped in this monitor. It was an experimental monitor. Anyway, I killed it. It's got stripes all over. I'm like, oh. But guess what? I'm drinking that same Synergy stuff with some Ormus. I haven't had Ormus powder for, I don't know, for like 2 months. I didn't feel I needed, but now I'm just like, no, might as well put some in. Why not? I love it. I love the taste. A lot of people don't. The Synergy, raw kombucha. It's in what's that place called? My God, why am I going blank? You're Boomer. Boomer Blanken. Boomer Blanken. That sounds like a band. From Europe. We're the Boom. We're the Boomer Blanco. Yeah. BJ's. BJ Warehouse. They have these. A pretty big bottle. And they have a coupon. $2 off coupon. So that means this thing's like a dollar. Well, hey, I'll take one. Give me some more coupons. It's not bad. If you like ginger, ginger ale, or like ginger in particular, this is pretty good. But yeah, just don't shake it and open it in front of your monitor. You might kill it. However, my other one's okay. Acer is fine. It's a little wet, a little sticky in some parts. I have to open it up a little bit, open the casing. But it's fine. That one's fine. So, over the weekend, I ordered a new monitor. It's like, do I want curved? Do I want straight? Let me see the curved one. And they got a new one now. Acer has a new one. I'm like, whoa. The Acer Predator one. Let me see if I can find it. So the original one, it was Acer Predator QHD. No, it wasn't this one, but it was a different one. And it was just like, oh yes, this one. It says LED, display types, LED. I'm like, oh. Then I type in, for some reason, I type in something ultra wide. I think Acer, I type in Acer. QHD. Something else. Like, wait a second. Now I have a choice? Like, what? What's going on, man? I have two choices now. Like, wait a second. What did I do? I mean, I could have got 35-inch one, which is really nice, but that thing's 2500 bucks. Like, why do I need that for? So refresh rate is like 200. Like, wow, that's a lot of refresh rate. But I don't need that. What do I need that for? Anyway, I typed it in. And there's another option, which is better. I'm like, wait a second. It's the same model. But wait a second, they're not. Because I look at the display type, it says the one I thought I wanted has LED, which is okay, can't tell the difference. But the other one's IPS. I'm like, yes, perfect, because that's what my BenQ one that got destroyed. I'm still using it. It just aligns everywhere, but that would be good. And it's lighter. It's 3 pounds, 3 pounds lighter than the other one, than the LED one. I'm like, oh, and a refresh rate 180 hertz. I'm like, oh. It's like, ooh. I think I'm gonna get this one. I think I'll get it. I want IPS. It's so much better with IPS. So pretty cool, everything. But I didn't know they had these two different ones. Why is that guy selling for $3 less? Is it better? I mean, I don't know. Some people complain a lot. But like, oh, this is something, and then I got the pixel somewhere. Yeah, whatever. And there's one guy that did a review. It's like, the monitor's been doing this stuff. Hey, did you check your cable? Sometimes cable, you squeak around and you might have to fix it. So there's some weird reviews with this, but from my point of view, it's like, wow, this is so much better. So it's curved. I think it looks like it's curved. Maybe the curve angle is not as much. I don't know. It's just weird because the way they take these pictures. It's like curved 1900 radius. Okay. It's weird when they have these two scales. One's by Amazon. That's the one I bought directly because I know they would deliver it right away. And I don't have to deal with the other seller, like a normal seller, and tell them, like, oh, wait, there's something wrong with this. And we got, like, oh, restocking me or something. Amazon. I was like, yeah, we'll just take it free. So I'm like, yeah, cool. Pretty cool. It's coming tomorrow. It's supposed to be, oh, you'll be here on Thursday. I was like, yeah, it's coming early today. I mean, tomorrow. I got an email today. It's like, yeah. The only thing I'm going to miss is the BenQ was experimental monitor. It was cheap when I got it. It was like $250 or something. Because they were experimenting with this coloration, RGB CMY. K is black, so just LED is not on. Then you get the black, so you get the black, really dark black. So I really like that one because it was doing photo work. And when I first got it, it was for Mac. I was working a lot of stuff on Mac. Still doing work over before everybody did the video conferencing. I was doing that already. So I design stuff, do videos, and send it, and use the other computer to the conferencing. And I can take that camera off and show them what I'm doing. That was it. That was fun. No. So then, but that's what I'm gonna miss, because the color correction on the BenQ is unbelievable. It's just like, wow, I can't believe I got this thing for $250. But now it's like, now I think it's like $300. That's still not bad compared to if you want to spend your money on the Apple display, which is like $12,000 or something. That's too much. There's other ones too. They're like $12,000 to $100,000 monitors. Like, I have no need for that. Even the industry is changing. Like all my friends say, no, we don't color check anymore. Because when you send the files, it sends your monitor. It sends exactly what you see on your screen to the printer, and the printer has the software to disseminate the difference and automatically change it for the printer. I'm like, really? It's like, wow, I got to that point, huh? So, well, for if you don't understand that, for years I worked in print, doing marketing, doing design. So I had to constantly talk to printers. I'm like, hey, now when they print the sample out, I'm be like, need a little more of this or that, you know. So the proper forms, send them to them. So I circle things like, I need this change, I need that. And did that for years. It's like art director, except I was an art director. Weird. That's an art director's job. So I was doing it, and it's great. Did all the work, and I'm so happy. At the time, doing all that, I was like, yeah, I'm good, getting busy. Yeah, getting busy, trying to figure out the color issues. Even with the X-ray thing, color correct for your monitor, which I have right now. I don't use it anymore. Now you don't even need to. Like, whoa. Damn. Because that's it. Wow. Wow. So that's what's coming tomorrow. And today I started early because it's my father's birthday. And I'm gonna take mom to the mausoleum to pay a visit. And afterwards I guess get some food. I don't know what. So I got that coming in an hour, maybe two. And I could spend the rest of the day doing nothing. No. I'll be finishing up some stuff I wrote. Corrections. I did with the programming. For open source. I'm giving it out, but I want to be perfectly correct. I don't want to give it out. It's like, oh, it's missing those. And somebody will complain. I'm like, ah, you guys suck. I don't want that. So, that's the excitement for today. What's other excitement for today? Well, you know. You don't know. I did swap some soul over the weekend. It was like 30, went down to like 34. Was it 34 bucks? I can't remember. It was so low to the point I'm like, yes, now. Swap quick. And now today I'm looking at my crypto ticker. And it's like, whoa, it's 40. What's it now? 44 bucks, 11% up. I'm like, wow, nice. Ether's up too. Bitcoin's up. Dogecoin? Nope. There's something to do with Elon. It's like, Elon, what you doing, man? What you doing? What you doing? I don't know. He's doing his thing. But hey, you know what? He's going to fire a lot of people. Because they're probably stagnant. Gonna hire more people in the factory floor. I'm like thinking, I know I'm old, but I know they have an apparatus for like an exoskeleton thing you can wear, and you can lift up things, you can do certain things, and it's all precision work. Like, I wonder if I should try it. Working the full factory floor for Tesla. Like, you don't have to know. You could be a janitor. I think I said that before. I'll be a janitor. I don't care. Pay me in bitcoins. Pay me in bitcoins. doggy coins. But I would like to, you know, that little house he has, I'd like to have one of those. Wonder if he can just, you know, apply for a job and then say, it's this severance. Can you give me one of these little houses so I don't have to drive or live right here? Then I'll be happy. And maybe I'll slowly swing it out the factory floor to a little cafe that I'm going to serve all of you guys. How about that? I want a little coffee shop next to it, next to what they call the mega plant. No, is that the, what's that thing? Mega Factory? No, it's not Mega Factory. Whatever that thing is. But I was listening to No Agenda in the morning. They had the best. I heard the part, but I didn't get the replay one. Replay link, and now they have it. The title is Mega Tart. I'm like, what? I'm totally with them, because if you step back a little bit, you see everything. It's just they are just both everybody, both sides. Doesn't matter what side you are. This is always crazy everywhere. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what political value they have or whatever. It's crazy because of, I don't know what happened. And it's not just crazy. They want to just bring, it's not brainwashed. Something happened and made them move towards the other side. Or they woke, being waking up, and I'm like, oh, I'm totally against this. It's nuts. But I love that title, Megatard. That's a band. That's like Megadeth. But Megatard would be, you can make a banjo. The full-on banjo and mandolin and I don't know, maybe the guy with the tempering and cowbells and play Megadeth covers and just call it Megatard. Yes. I heard bands like that before. There was Hazy Dixie that played that the country versions of AC/DC songs. It was just, I think they came to New York. I didn't see their show, but they stopped by while I was living there. They stopped by our favorite spot in New York City, down by the Alphabet, 7B. Phasex, Horseshoe Bar. They were there. I was talking to them. It was, you know, fun guys. Had a couple of beers, chill. And they said, oh, we got to get back on the road. I said, all right, man. See you next time. I never saw them next time. So I never seen them before. But I heard the songs. I'm like, wow, this is amazing. AC/DC. Country style. Oh yeah, Elon's DOJ thing, Epstein, Ghislaine. Is it Ghislaine? Has everybody felt Ghislaine? I think it's good. Right? Remember the beginning? Everybody tried to pronounce her name. I knew it was. It's French. Sort of French and sort of got the. I don't know. So it was, you don't pronounce the S. So I thought it was, and you don't do the ain, like American English, or US English, or UK English. Jilin. Like almost, you don't pronounce the A, you don't kind of go ing, I-N-E. So the S and A probably are silent. I remember the beginning, even me, I'm just not realizing that. Everybody's like, Gisling. 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 No. Gisling. Gisling. So, yeah, whatever that tweet is. And I guess that's the reason why Doggy Coin can't get a break. Vitamin D is more ethanol and gasoline. Higher food prices play really good at the pump. I might just eat a little less. Yeah, why not? Eat less. Drive more. But as far as the news goes, I went through all the stuff. Bypass. There's no point. Just like the other podcast before, there's no point. No point getting to it. Screw that. So, Father's Day is coming. What are you going to get for your father? Well, my dad passed, so. However, I took advantage, like everybody else, for the sales. So I went to Uncrate. It's like, no. I always want that knife. I wanted this knife a long time. First time I saw it, I was like, this is perfect because it's not the knife part. I got other things. And it's got a beer cap opener. I'm like, yes. Beer bottle opener. Perfect. And it's got a wrench. Just a wrench. It's got something else. I think it has a pen in there too. So I ordered it and got that one. And I look at the shipping thing. It's like, man, it's shipping. It's not worth it. They have a sale. Let me see. Father's Day thing. It was a huge discount. So I'm like, okay. Well, with the shipping, it doesn't make sense now. With the price so low. 20% off Father's Day. What should I get? So I got the Porsche Unseen book too. I love cars. I guess on previous podcasts, you probably know I love cars. I have appreciation for these designs. It would be cool to see what they did, what they got. So I got those still coming. I was going to get the architecture of Chanel, but I'm out of fashion business. I think it, even though it might be a cool thing because I love architecture, but I don't know if I want to go back. I don't know if I want to go back to fashion. I love, I mean, it's nice. To me, it just, even then, back then, it's a nice step, that stuff, but it's like, I don't feel comfortable. Even what I do in the past, years ago, to get in clubs. Because I just had t-shirt jeans, but my I always had an expensive jacket. I bought those. So I put really nice ones on and tailor-made something. Then I went to my friend's house, like, yo, let me borrow one of your tall color watches. No, it'd be like the best ones. Like, I think I have one that was like $250,000. It had diamonds in it, like real diamonds, and it's made of real gold. Like, so I wear those, like borrow them and say, yeah, you scratch it, you buy it. Alright, fine. Wear them, go to clubs. They'd be like, oh, you dirty. Oh, wait a second. Guy has a talk. How? Oh, he's got one of those. Expensive one. Yeah, it's good. Come in. That's all I got. And even then, when I wear those stuff, I didn't feel as comfortable. I don't know why. Why do I need to have this expensive stuff to getting anywhere? Of course, that's very, when you think about it, it's very left thinking. It's like, why can't everybody just come in? But then there's rules, right? And I knew the rules. So the other side of me is like, yes, I need to be proper, be a certain way, so I can be accepted by these folks. Because that's how it is. You know, you don't go meet up, have a meeting with a suit wearing crappy stuff. But I've seen people done that past, and they got bypassed. Usually, they're like the CEO, the owner of some company, right? Well, I said, I don't care. Well, I'm meeting with these guys. But it just like, when I was young, I was taught that first impression is everything. So you always have to have a first impression on everybody. Anybody sees you, you gotta have that first impression. Like, you're this type of person. Because if you're sloppy when you do that first time meeting, they're gonna remember it, and they will say, oh, this is the sloppy guy. It would never come out of their head, because first impression sticks. It's like name, you know. So imagine somebody walk up to you, hi, my name is Megatard. You remember Megatard. Every time you see them, Megatard. Oh, there goes Megatard. You would never, my name is this. My real name is this. You would never remember. Why? Because humans, we like to label things. You, me, everybody. We put labels on everything. Look at Chanel. And Chanel's just like, pow. Right? And people have names. People have real names based on this brand. And you know one of the news reporters. I love her eyebrows. Chanel Rion. I love that eyebrows of hers. Just like, it's like very traditional, yeah, like Asian. Just perfectly straight. Wow, this is neat. And the hair. Okay, I'm gonna switch to let me see, what's this? Biohazard. My other favorite band. I've never seen a full show off. Like I said in previous podcasts, every show I've been to, they had to end it because somebody broke their neck on stage diving. Like, great. If there is death and call, yeah, forget it. It's over. They'll never, they will come back and play, but just, it's so weird, man. Yes, that happened. Somebody stage diving didn't live. It's bad. Like, whoa. But they have the band had a reputation for that. So that was, I know it sounds really bad, but it is a marketing thing. It's like a free marketing thing. Yeah. Oh. Not a good example of marketing. No, you don't want that. But for a band like that, yes, it makes sense. So I'm still looking on crates. I'm like looking at things. Like, yeah, neat. Barisher Brewing alarm clock is $500. Alarm clock that will automatically drip coffee. You know, like, I'm not exactly sure people know that. Coffee beans can't leave it outside for too long. Like certain beans, you gotta put inside a sealed can. The best ones, if you don't have, if you like coffee and don't feel like spending more money on the separate canisters, airtight canister, get Illy canisters. Illy, just drink out of that and just clean it up later. And those Illy ones, and also Lavazza. But Lavazza is a little weird. Actually, no, Lavazza does that. There's another brand that does it. Italian brand coffee has a cap. It's a plastic ceiling thing with a rubber ceiling thing. Those are really nice. That's what you're supposed to do. But I'm just looking at this alarm. It's nice. It's a cool piece. But that means before you sleep, you gotta remember to put some beans on this filter thing, so make sure you got the first cup. The first cup won't taste as good with the fresh one where the coffee is putting inside the airtight seal. Oh, it's totally different. Oh man, the coffee just, when left open outside for too long, with the bitterness, like, oh, it's like, no. Okay, what's next? I don't know. I'm having I'm blanking out. Maybe it's the synergy thing. It's blanking me out. Know what else to say. Nothing. Internet sucks. It doesn't suck, but it just meh. I got a whole bunch. I read a whole bunch of review with the Top Gun Maverick. Now I'm like, I have to go see it. Unless they get it out alone. DVD or on streaming, then I'm going for it. I'm gonna watch it because I need to feel the need for speed. I feel the need for speed. I to the danger zone. Oh, when you say danger zone, you can't say danger zone. You can say danger zone. You can do the like a crybaby wawa for your guitar. Danger zone. Danger zone. No, danger zone. No. Danger zone. Okay. So WWDC is coming soon. Looks like I was going to do the AR thing, which is kind of neat. I'm just wondering how far they're gonna go with it. I guess they're gonna introduce the glass. I don't mind. Like VR, okay, whatever. AR, whatever. I think AR is more intuitive, as saying I need to build something. Can somebody show me? Or you have a glass. It's like I have this type of engine here. Yeah, I'm looking at it. I need help. And you can, you know, like I guess you do, you know, you talk into it, or do something, and you search for it, and that thing shows up, that engine shows up, and there's detailed instructions, and it correlates what you see, and we'll over display with things like here. Take this bolt, these bolts off. Okay, that'd be awesome. My God, instructions. Even for somebody's like, I want to learn how to cook. What do I do? So here, get some of this, and this is how you chop it. You know, you show the AR fingers, you know, the knife, and how you turn in your fingertips. Wherever you're chopping vegetables, something, and you go, you learn how to do that. You know how to slice it correctly. Like there's different ways to slice certain things. Use the tip and the end for different things, and depends on what you're chopping. Vegetables or meat. It's just a different way to do it correctly and get a perfect cut. So hey, imagine you wear your glasses, has a AR capable, and it's telling you how to do things. You would learn skills, right? It's different. Of course, there are people who are like, oh, you can't learn those skills by using a glass. You need to do it for real. I say it depends. I think it's going to be like some, like everything else. Some of the stuff you can do on computers, right? But when you go to the printer is still using ink and paper. Like somebody has to know how to change the settings on these ink and paper. Even though it's digital, you gotta know the temperature, the weather, it changes everything. Right? That's having someone standing next to you and teach them. You know, learn from the master. There's certain things you can. Even with the cars, you're still building something. You still have to build other things. You have to clean it, and so these things will just be like an assistant. That's it. That part I like about VR and AR. That part of it I like. Or somebody building something inside the Unreal Engine and they make it for real. In real life, because they look at it, it's like, ooh, this will work. Then you bring it out in real world. That's nice. You know. But now, of course, the other side. people get stuck in there. So I'm inside a game for 3 days now. I haven't eaten, haven't drank water. I'm dead. Yeah, no, that's not cool. Like everything else, there's a certain amount of things. There's a balance. Just like what I did, how I know, like I said with the first impressions, how I know, like, at certain events, you should dress a certain way because you want to get in. So you gotta be a certain way. You gotta have some different type of attitude. And especially the dance club, that the bouncers will be like, eh, yeah. Yeah, man. You can come in because you have the right attitude, the right things to fit, right? So same thing with these. There's balance between, I guess, work and play thing. Just like everything else, there should be a balance, and you should know the balance when you approach these things. Don't get stuck. I think that's the first thing. That if you know you're stuck in there, it's like, take a walk. A lot of people can't do that because they're just totally mesmerized by the blue screen and they can't get out of it. Yeah, that's hard, right? But how do you teach that? I think it was like last Friday, I was like, how do you teach that to kids, right? But there's a balance with this. I know Apple has it. It's like, you've been on this iPad for over how many hours? Please, maybe you should step away for a little bit. Reminders. But people turn them off. You know? Can we change it? Can the tech change it? Can people change? People have to change. You have to change yourself. With this, your obsessions. How to back off? And then, and what that starts when you're young, when you're kids. You're supposed to learn that in school. I learned it from grandparents and parents. School, yes, they taught us something. Because I just feel bad for some of the kids because they did not learn that in the past few decades. The whole curriculum changed. Even when I was in school, high school, and they changed a lot. I think they let me pass. They let me pass, even though I'm pretty sure I didn't deserve some part of it. I didn't get 100%. But hey, they think, well, you're a statistic. You graduate because of statistics. Like, all right, I'll take it. Right, you graduate. Would that be fair? I don't know. Is the world fair? I don't think so. It's never been. World's not fair. For the past few years, I started saying that. It's like, well, I want to be that too. So you're not qualified. I don't care. So it's just like one part of the public is having a child temper tantrum. You gotta accept us too. Say, we do accept, but just know you're this, we're that. You try to jump into our camp, well, you gotta learn how to do stuff. Like, does, the little things. You gotta control yourself. And then be like, no! This is come from all sides. Political thing. We won't get into politics. It's coming from one side. And the weirdest one, before I go, the weirdest one I've seen is people who say, we're not political sides in this. We just, then they put politics in there. They change the wording so it doesn't sound like part of politics, but it is politics. And they tell you, why are you getting political? And they're the ones getting political. Like, they are doing what they told you are doing, but they're doing it. And it's totally freaking me out. Not freaking my one side of my brain out. The Vulcan mind, like Spock. This does not compute, man. No way. Captain Kirk. Well, now it's Captain Pike from the new show. Doesn't compute, Captain. Actually, that's Scotty. It's more like Scotty sound. But yeah, it just doesn't compute. That's how I feel. It's like, it's no point. Whatever. No. So now, if somebody does that, I'll just go complete silence. Oh, that's nice. Like, you know, where your mom didn't pass, parents didn't pass. Trying to, mom, check the mom's like busy doing something in the kitchen. They'd be like, oh, that's nice. Honey, why don't you go play? That's what I'm doing now with these people. It's nuts. And I thought it was like, oh, this is mostly left. No, the right though, so left and right. People center, you know. Well, actually, people in the center just, oh, I'm gonna go do my thing. And you guys want to argue, go ahead. Because I gotta go, man. Bye. Okay, so this is it for today, Monday, June 6th, 2022. Wonderful Monday. Well, I'm back on Wednesday. Should have the new monitor set up ready. It's coming tomorrow. I hope. I think it's coming tomorrow. They said, hey, it's coming tomorrow. But it could be wrong too. Because sometimes I look at the logistics. I love looking at logistics. How the things deliver. Where is it coming from? Where is it going? Like, no, I constantly look at their app. And one guy, actually, I guess the other side, people who send the stuff might get the messages or something. It's like, this guy is checking out the shipping. So they freak out. They contact me. I like logistics. It's like, oh. Anyway, yeah. So Wednesday, tomorrow I should have the screen. I'll set it up again. Maybe I'll take a picture and it will be the podcast front image. Square cube instead of the metallic green bee. Hopefully I'll get to look at another one today. If the flower opens, it closes overnight, then it opens up when the sun comes out. I get to see it again. Hopefully, guess I'm done. If not, I have to trim the plant down a little bit. Anyway, long goodbyes again. Have a wonderful day, and I'll be back on Wednesday. See ya.